All right. It is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. We had Mona on a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. It all blurs together. Stand Down, of course, is coming up in October, the 11th through the 13th. But before that, coming up this Thursday, is a big fundraising dinner and auction. Right?
Good morning. It is tomorrow night.
That is tomorrow. Thursday is tomorrow. Wow, it's even faster than I thought. Yes, I should know that since I'm going to be there.
I hope so.
Yes, Amy and I are going to be being your auctioneers and emceeing and stuff like that. Why don't you tell folks what this thing is all about?
Well, we're trying to raise funds to fund the 3-day Stand Down in October, and you know, it's pretty expensive to put on. It's a great resource for local veterans. It's really an essential resource. So we have one fundraiser a year, and this is it.
So before we get into the fundraiser event itself for tomorrow night, let's talk a little bit about what Stand Down does for our vets.
Well, Stand Down is 3 days where local vets can come to the fairgrounds and be connected with services, receive services. You know, it's not just one of those things where we tell them where to go after they leave. They're actually receiving services right there. They're getting dental care, medical care. They are the VA's there. There's food, showers. It's just a really good experience, and it's open to all vets. So it's not just for any certain segment of the veteran community.
And there are vets of all ages. That is for sure.
It was really neat to see. I volunteered in the kitchen for a few years, and you had veterans that were seniors serving veterans that had just come back from Afghanistan. It was there were veterans on both sides of the event, volunteering and receiving services. It's really an awesome event. It's really a grassroots. You know, you can't beat it for a good cause.
Absolutely, and. Not only, you know, you were mentioning that there are actually services right there at the event, which is really fantastic, but it's also a good place to network and find out, you know, where other services are available.
You know, it's great. I volunteer for a lot of things, and I never realized not too many things I go to where I receive services, and I was able to find out that my husband was eligible for services that I had no idea, and he's a Vietnam vet, and you know, you're right. It's a great place to network and connect.
Absolutely. So let's talk a bit about the event coming up tomorrow.
We have a great dinner at Blue Lake Casino. Tickets, there are a few tickets still left available at $35, and that includes $10 of casino slot play. You get dinner. We have over 80 auction items, so there's lots of opportunity to get some great deals, and it's a good time.
Absolutely, and now there is Amy and I will be auctioning off a few big ticket items, but there's lots and lots and lots of very affordable stuff that is going to be available, right?
There is, and there's going to be some really special things. We have a guest of honor. It's James Allen Taylor, who is a Medal of Honor recipient, and he's a local hero. He graduated from Arcata High, and he'll be there to autograph the book that you'll be live auctioning.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a couple autographed baseballs, and we do have one.
Talk about the autographs.
We have one autographed by Willie Mays, and that'll be one of the highlights of our auction.
So people, this is a chance to get a Willie Mays autographed baseball. Wow. That's pretty exciting.
We also have a lot of local art, some originals, some great pieces. I mean, this auction will be different than probably most of the auctions that you go to.
So I know there is literally hundreds of different things that are available for the smaller auctions. Some highlights, some things that just come to mind.
It's a lot of gift certificates. We mm-hmm. have the Mill Yard gave us $100.
Nice.
We have one from Pearson's Building Center. We have Mid-City Motor World. We've got It's All About the Dogs. We've got just the variety is huge. There's lots of jewelry. We have, you know, the people who donate all the time to local auctions are so generous in the community. We have Fire and Light, Haliashi, Baroni Jewelry. Great things, beautiful things.
Now, aside from the live auction, how are folks getting in on these other auctions? Are they a silent auction, essentially?
Most of the items will be silent auction. We'll have three big groups closing at different times, and hopefully we'll make the payment process smooth, and everybody will have a good time. We do have, we're going to have a couple of local teens there who are going to be selling balloons. So you can have an opportunity to win some things in the bags that come with the balloons they're selling. Mm. And I had a 13-year-old who really wanted to help veterans who gave us a framed work of art that will be up for silent auction also.
That is just wonderful. Now, this is gets underway tomorrow. Starts, 6 o'clock is when the No Host Bar opens up, and then dinner at 7.
Yep, and it's going to be if someone needs a vegetarian dinner or even a vegan dinner, they can give me a call and we can make that arrangement.
And why don't you give that number?
498-9995.
Okay. Otherwise, it's a chicken parmesan dinner.
Yes.
Sounds delicious. And, of course, Amy and I will be there to help facilitate the whole thing and do the auction.
It'll be great. If I can just take 1 second to...
Please.
Let people know that if you want to volunteer for the stand down or you want to be a provider that provides services, you can go to our website and fill out the forms and go ahead and sign up that way. Or if you're a veteran that wants to register for the stand down, you can do that online at northcoaststanddown.org.
Fantastic. And volunteers are always welcome.
Volunteers are always welcome. If you've already signed up and you haven't heard from us yet, I think that's just because we're just getting going and getting past the fundraiser first. But you will hear from us, and we can use all the volunteers we can get.
What kind of volunteers in particular are you looking for?
Well, I know we're still looking for people in the kitchen, and we're looking for possibly service clubs who would be willing to sponsor a meal, particularly the breakfasts. I think we have the dinners and the lunch covered. So, but there, if you want to volunteer, we'll find a place for you.
Fantastic. Now, Mona, I know last time you were here, you were saying that you got involved in this volunteering in the kitchen to start with, right?
I did, and I heard it on the radio on my way to work. Yay. And found out that they still needed volunteers a couple days before the event. And I showed up at 5 in the morning and worked in the kitchen, and I was hooked. It's really hard to go there and volunteer and not be a believer that this is an event that needs to continue.
Fantastic. Well, Mona, thanks for coming in. And
thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And we'll see you tomorrow night. And now, to get tickets for this, how does one do that?
They can call me at 498-9995. I'm probably your best resource for tickets this late in the game. Or you can go online to northcoaststanddown.org and buy tickets there.
Okay. And they're $35?
$35.
All right.
A deal.
Fantastic. All righty. Thank you, Mona, for coming in and talking about this. And we will see you out there tomorrow night.